We are about to witness an absolutely spectacular crash in the AI industry. It is going to be epic and fascinating to watch because the AI industry is about to run out of electricity. This is amazing. This is absolutely amazing. Follow me through on this one. There is not currently enough electricity where it is needed in order to power the AI industry and the growth that they have planned over the coming months. Here's an interesting little tweet. I'm going to walk through all of this here. From Kyle Corbett, who runs one of the various many millions of AI startups that are going on right now. And he says, quote, spoke to a Microsoft engineer on the GPT-6 training cluster project. He kvetched about the pain. Nice usage of kvetch, by the way. About the pain they're having provisioning InfiniBand class links between GPUs in different regions. Well, that would be very difficult. I say to him, me, why not just co-locate the cluster in one region? To which the Microsoft engineer replied, oh yeah, we tried that first. We can't put more than 100,000 H100s in a single state without bringing down the power grid. Now this is a fascinating problem that they're hitting here. And I'm going to walk through you through exactly why this is a problem. This is a post here from Paul Chernock, an electrical engineer. And he says, quote, this is NVIDIA's H1 GPU, that the big tensor AI GPU that everyone and their dog in the AI sector is using. It has a peak power consumption of roughly 700 watts. At 61% annual utilization, it is equivalent to the power consumption of the average American household occupant based on 2.51 people per household. NVIDIA's estimated sales of these H1 GPUs is between 1.5 and 2 million of them. 2 million H1 GPUs in just 2024. Comparing to residential power consumption by city, NVIDIA's H100 chips would rank as the fifth largest city in North America, just behind Houston, Texas, and ahead of Phoenix, Arizona. So that, now here's the crazy part about this. That's just the GPUs. That's it. Not the systems that they're in, not the cooling of the entire facilities, not the other electrical needs of the facilities, just the GPUs. And on top of all that, that's just those shipping this year in 2024. That doesn't include all of the systems that are already in place, all the drives, all the servers, all the rack mounts, all the cooling, all the GPUs that might come the year after, none of it. That is the fifth largest city in the United States, just with the GPUs, just that are shipping this year. That is an insane, insane, insane amount of electricity. This report from the IEA, estimated global data center electricity consumption in 2022 was between 240 and 340 terawatt hours, or around 1 to 1.3% of the global final electricity demand. Okay, that excludes energy used for cryptocurrency mining, which was estimated to be around 110 terawatt hours, accounting for another 0.4% of the annual global electricity demand. Now, that's just data centers, and that's before the absolutely crazy explosion of the AI industry that we've seen over the last 2 years. Now, a new report, this is coming from thestreet.com, a new report published Wednesday by the International Energy Agency, which we just referenced, estimated that global electricity demand from data centers, artificial intelligence, and cryptocurrencies could double by 2026. The IEA estimates that those three sectors together consumed roughly 460 terawatt hours of electricity globally in 2022, about 2% of total demand. Now, that's not the big problem. The big problem is not that AI and the data centers are consuming an absolutely massive amount of electricity. I mean, bigger than some of the biggest mega cities on the continent. The problem is that localized, it is a really big number. Case in point, here's a chart. This comes, again, from the IEA, of electricity usage by data centers per country. Now look at this number here. Denmark currently hosts 34 large, there's more than that, but 34 large data centers. Half of them are located in Copenhagen. As in Ireland, Denmark's total electricity demand is forecast to grow, mainly due to the data center sector's expansion, which is expected to consume 6 terawatt hours by 2026, reaching just under 20% of the country's total electricity demand. Denmark is the hub for blah, 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 blah. But look at those numbers. Look at Ireland. Ireland is projected to get roughly 30%. See that little red dot there? That little red dot up on the top right of that graph shows the projected total share of the electricity demand in Ireland. And we're looking at over 28%, possibly a little more. Crazy. Crazy. I mean, it's already closing in on, 15, 16, 17% in Ireland. Now, that's a lot of electricity just for the data centers, right? Just for the data centers. And the AI systems are ballooning that out of control. We're hearing from AI companies across the board, big ones, Microsoft and Google and all of these big companies that are building out, that have experience building out massive data centers. And they're having a difficult time provisioning them and coming up against hard engineering roadblocks because they cannot spin up enough of these GPUs in order to actually do the thing that they're telling their investors that they can do with artificial intelligence. Because the cost in electrical terms of every single query and every round of training that these AI large language models need to do is off the charts. Off the charts. Just to kind of put some of this in perspective. The largest solar farm in California is Solar Star. Solar Star is California's largest currently operating solar farm. It has the capacity to generate 579 megawatts. This is enough to supply 255 households with energy, and it comprises more than 1.7 million solar panels. That is not enough. That is not enough electricity to power one of these mega data centers. Not one. When you bring in all of the various needs and all of these H100 GPUs, it is not enough. 1.7 million solar panels is not enough. Let's look at one other thing just to kind of compare here. Grand Coulee Dam, big dam, generates 21 terawatt hours of electricity annually. This means the dam generates about 2 point something thousand megawatts of power on average. Okay. 21 terawatt hours annually. Let's go back here. 21 terawatt hours annually means that Grand Coulee Dam, you need roughly 20 of them to power the AI and data center industries. 20 Grand Coulee Dams. That's a big damn amount of energy. Holy heavens. And the amount of energy already going into these data centers is off the charts. Google has put several data centers on the Columbia River in order to facilitate both cheap electricity coming from hydroelectric dams and cheap water-based cooling to try and cut those cooling costs, because those cooling costs go through the roof. I don't think people understand how much money is spent on simply cooling these data centers. The drives, the CPUs, all of them, they get hot, and anything you can do to cool them really goes a long way. This picture is the Bumble Hive. The Bumble Hive is out in Utah. It's one of NSA's data centers. And it is absolutely, absolutely massive and sprawling. And this isn't even one of the AI data centers. And the amount of power draw on this is a little bit unknown because the United States government doesn't want people talking about all the real details of it. But it's absolutely massive. And there's so many data centers like this throughout California, Oregon, Washington, Utah, Nevada, and even some in Texas that are drawing an immense amount of electricity, absolutely immense, enough electricity to power whole cities. We're talking some of these data centers pull in more electricity than 100,000, 200,000, even 300,000 person cities, right? Three times the size of the city I live in for one mega data center. And there's a lot of them. And all of this is happening at the same time when many places like California just don't have enough electricity. I mean, we've got California running on rolling brownouts and blackouts because people tried to turn on their air conditioners during a heat wave. And now those same cities are trying to spin up massive mega AI farms that are going to take more electricity than the majority of the cities in California. It's not doable. They don't have the electrical power creation. There's not a good enough amount of electricity being generated in the places that it needs to be generated in order to accomplish this. So what we're going to have happen here is a very fascinating thing where we're coming up on a brick wall this year. Right now, over the next couple months, we're going to see an intense brick wall where NVIDIA's shares have been shooting through the roof because people have been ordering and pre-ordering millions of these H100s and other solutions from NVIDIA. NVIDIA is becoming one of the richest companies on Earth because of AI. But people aren't going to have the electricity to actually provision and deploy and operate those GPUs increasingly over the coming months. So they're getting really creative about placing these all over the world in order to distribute the power load as evenly as possible. But there are two key issues we're going to come up against very, very quickly. Number one is the amount of data that needs to be transferred between those sites. We simply don't have the connectivity. We don't have the high-speed, high-bandwidth connectivity that is required to connect all these disparate sites. We don't have it currently. We have it between some locations, but not enough. Number two, we do not have the global power generation or the localized power generation to actually accommodate turning them all on. We don't have that currently. If we really add together all of the power needs, all of the millions of H100s, which you then have to multiply by multiple fold in order to get the actual electrical usage of the systems that they will be deployed in, we're talking about the power generation needs of New York City plus Los Angeles. It's huge. It's massive. I mean, it's difficult to get an exact number because the problem is there are so many needs on top of everything, and it really depends on how many individual sites we have to run and what the cooling costs are on those individual sites. It's simply at the current electrical output, it is not doable. It is not. It is flat out not. And everyone who's pouring, all the VCs and everyone else who's pouring billions and billions of dollars into the AI-based industries, I think they've got to be slowly realizing this. They failed to crunch the numbers. They just did. They just failed to crunch the numbers on this. Now, every company who is currently pushing these AI systems, they're going to have to work with the politicians in their areas to deploy whatever electrical generation options are available that can be spun up quickly. Whatever it is, coal burning, hydroelectric, solar farms, wind farms, nuclear power plants, all of it. All of it's going to have to be on the table for companies like Google, Microsoft, and everyone else because they simply don't have the electricity. But that also means that electrical costs in those areas are going to be shooting through the roof, and we're going to see an increasingly large number of blackouts. That's just simply going to happen. We're going to have AI-caused blackouts in many areas. Not most areas, just many areas, because we don't have these data centers in most areas. But in certain areas where they're spinning up not just large mega data centers, but lots of smaller data centers, which you have 1,000 small data centers versus, you know, a couple of mega data centers. Those actually use up more total electricity because of all of the infrastructure that each one has to have in place. So in the end, they end up being less efficient per machine in terms of megawatt hour usage. So what happens? Well, we could see shares of NVIDIA crash because people will stop ordering new GPUs because they can't deploy them. We could see multiple AI startups go under because they simply can't spin up the machines or afford to keep them running. We could see many of the AI data centers have to scale back. We could see many of the AI systems that are currently free for use, you know, they like Microsoft and everyone else are trying to push these various free systems. They can't do that anymore. They're going to have to make them paid systems. It's a must. Otherwise, they are not going to be able to afford the electricity costs. That electric bill that Microsoft's going to be forced to pay is going to be astronomical over the coming months. And they simply will not eat that. They're going to lose too much money. They're going to have to recoup that somehow, which means that these systems are going to have to become for pay systems. The entire AI sector is going to need to be shaken up dramatically. It doesn't really matter whether you like the AI systems that are currently in place or don't. It doesn't really matter if you have high hopes for what they could accomplish or fears about what they could accomplish. It's simply we have to look practically at, can they operate based on the power grid we currently have in the isolated locales that we currently have these data centers placed? And the answer is, for the most part, no. In a few cases, yes, but it's rare. And again, we're looking at, what is this here? Ireland, over a quarter of the electricity generated in Ireland already goes to data centers. That's insane. Or is projected to over the next year and a half. That's nuts. That is absolutely nuts, and it's not sustainable unless all the companies and all the governments get together and decide to roll out massive amounts of nuclear reactors. I don't see another way around it. The amount of electricity, and this is not even a political thing, just practical thing. If you're running an AI business. And I don't really like nuclear reactors, by the way. They scare the dickens out of me. I saw enough movies in the 1980s where nuclear reactors freak me out. I don't care if that's based on logic or based on movie 1980-based feelings. They still scare me. But solar farms can't do it. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw on the news, but we had, one of the biggest solar farms in Texas just got hit by a hailstorm. Was it yesterday, the day before? Took out over 90% of the solar panels. And now, because of all that, they're thinking that the groundwater in that area is going to be severely contaminated and possibly cause just a huge amount of farms to have to shut down and not work anymore. So not only did the solar farm go away and stop producing electricity, it's now destroyed, the investment is completely obliterated, and the ground is contaminated, right? So, like, we have some serious problems to overcome, and even if there weren't issues like that happening regularly with solar, wind, and every other type of energy consumption, because all of them have a certain level of risk associated, we can't spin up enough solar or wind in order to power even a fraction of the AI data centers we want to power. I don't see any logistical way other than several nuclear power plants spinning up over the next 6 months to 12 months. Is that enough time to build them? Probably not. So even if the government and all these companies come together and say, okay, we're going to spin up a bunch of new nuclear reactors, It's not enough time to get them online before the AI industry is going to be hitting a stoppage point sometime this year. So massive, massive change in the AI industry over the next couple of months. I would not be surprised, because we've already seen a fair bit of reporting of people looking at these numbers, scratching their heads and going, just a minute. I think we're just about to hit to the point where the big companies are going to have their reality check moment. And you know that they already have internally, but publicly they haven't really yet. They will over the coming months, undoubtedly. This will be happening. So keep an eye on that. We'll keep watching it. As soon as it happens, we'll do a quick I told you so. I think it's going to be absolutely catastrophic. There's going to be a huge amount of capital that disappears. Billions of dollars are going to go away like that, because all this money poured in. All this money, all these GPUs get purchased, all this work gets done, all this stuff gets provisioned, and they can't turn it all on. Whoopsie. All right, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, nerds and nerdettes across the inner tubes, I do declare and broadcast.